This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You're going to love this. Despite everything that's been happening with the Democrats, we're being told, we're being set up, okay, to believe that Donald Trump can't beat Joe Biden or Bernie Sanders. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, to you're listening to Go. Let either one of them run and watch what happens. But see, the Democrats have a big problem. They think they know things. They want to project things. They think they can will their future. And by the way, I do like their thinking, because you do have to think big in order to get what you want out of life. The problem is these people are completely oblivious. They're delusional. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. A survey published on Sunday found that Trump would lose to both former Vice President Joe Biden, who has yet to formally announce. In other words, Trump can't even beat the unannounced Biden. And he would also lose to Senator Bernie Sanders, the independent, and I use my finger quotes, who lost to Clinton. They said Trump trails Biden 47-40%, trails Sanders 44-41%. I want you to think about the optics of this for the Democratic Party. Two old white men are the front runners of the Democrats party, and one of them hasn't even announced. So you've got Elizabeth Warren, Kamala Harris on the female ticket. You've got Cory Spartacus Booker and Kamala Harris on the black ticket. And I don't know, on the brain dead ticket, you've got 14 total candidates, one who hasn't even announced, which would be Biden, who would be a 15th. And they can all beat Donald Trump. Let me tell you, if you do a poll right now, Kamala Harris can beat Donald Trump. Let me tell you what they're trying to do to you people. They're trying to demoralize you. And it isn't going to work. Because if you've got even a modicum of common sense, you understand that Donald Trump has the Democrats right where he wants them. He's got them by the short hairs. You want to come back to me and tell me you've got Jussie Smollett, you've got this Mueller report, you've got all the crooked nature of Democrats that's been exposed, and by the way, will continue to be exposed. The threats of Adam Schiff and Jerry Nadler and Maxine Waters and all, keep going, people. Keep on. Because let me tell you, the only thing that's going to keep happening is this economy improves and more Democrat lies get exposed. And Donald Trump, here's the good news, pay attention, will not back down. At some point, we will help by saying, hey, where are these 81 people that are indicted? Where is everybody who was supposed to be guilty and go to prison over this? We're going to start rubbing it in your face. Do you know what happens when you finally get to the point where you say, hey, what else you got? Racist? Huh? Is that all you got for me? Racist? What else you got for me? Pedophile? Bring it. When you get to the point where you've lost your mind, as my grandma said, but he done lost his mind. Yeah, because somebody drove you to it. And you finally get to the point where you're ready to fight. I don't know if you guys have ever gotten there. I don't know if you've gotten there. I've been there. I've watched people pick on somebody, you know, mess with somebody, to the finally they get to the point where they go, okay, you wanted this, huh? Yeah, let's do this. I've seen it. And it usually doesn't go well for the person who picked the fight. Because what happens is the person who, you know, who's been very passive and all that builds up and finally explodes. And when they explode, things happen inside of their body. Physiologically, muscles fire quicker and faster, and they fire quicker in succession, if not all at once. And people can, they've lifted cars off of, I'm talking about people that you would never think could do certain things find this Herculean strength, and they decide enough is enough. I've seen it. I tell you guys this story. I watched this little white kid when I was growing up in Brady, and he was visiting. He was a little cousin of some good friends of mine. And we were hanging out at the baseball park. I wasn't playing it that day. I don't remember why. I think I'd come in from military school. And so I was about 16, 17 years old. So anyway, this little kid, he's probably 12, 13 years old. He's a chubby little white kid, just like his cousins and friends of mine, the Evans family. And a Mexican kid was picking on him. And the little Mexican kid is from a family who has these fighters that everybody thought these guys were really tough. I'd never seen any of them fight. In fact, when I saw one of them fight about 2 years later, he fought a friend of mine's older brother. My friend's older brother just beat the crap out of him. I remember thinking, wow, everybody's thinking these guys were tough. They weren't tough at all. But anyway, the younger brother of these guys is picking on this little white boy for no reason. I don't understand it. And I'm asking this kid, I'm like, why are you picking on him? I don't know, man, you know. And he just kept bugging him, kept bugging him, kept bugging him. So finally, we were at the, like, one of the fields, out on the back of one of the fields, and the little Mexican kid says, well, you gonna fight or what? And the little guy, I mean, this had gone on for 30 minutes. And finally the little white guy goes, okay. And I remember thinking, what? Man, you're about to get hurt. You know, I was like, I don't get it. So anyway, the little white guy, I'll never forget this, man. He stands up like he's Jim Cole, you know, like one of these old style boxers. He's got his left fist way out and his right fist by his face. You know what I'm talking about? Those old scenes with the boxers. You guys know what I'm talking about? Right. So he's got his fist out like this. And the little Mexican guy, you know, is standing up, you know, about 2 feet away from him. And he go, you know, the little guy's just standing up like, let's do it. And I'm thinking, when he put his fist up like that, I'm thinking, this boy is not really about to get his butt kicked. And the little Mexican guy starts, you know, getting set up. And before you knew it, he stuck that left hand out there like it was on a piston. Pop! And he popped that kid in the chin. And he commenced to whooping his butt. And I'm telling you, I couldn't have been more happy for this kid. I'm serious. And some of my friends know what I'm talking about because they listen to the program. I couldn't have been more happy for this kid. I don't even remember his name, but he was Calvin knows that this is his cousin. But this little kid, he was probably 3 years younger than I was. It wasn't any of my business. My attitude is if you can't deal with a bully, I'm not going to jump in so you can deal with your bully. You handle your scandal. But man, did he whoop this kid's butt good. To this day, I remember that story thinking, okay, so you push people too far and then you don't think they got skills. And they got skills. Let me tell you something. There is no question that Donald Trump has skills. So here's the deal. Disregard the polls. They're trying their same tactics. We will win in 2020.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs. And it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
President Trump comes off one of the biggest victories of his career, and we knew what was going to happen. And they want us to believe that he's polling badly. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I believe that. Kevin Jackson's here listening to KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. This latest news about the Mueller report has done nothing but bolster the status of Donald Trump. So what are leftists going to do to try to keep the genie in the bottle? And the genie that's in the bottle belongs to Donald Trump. As soon as Trump gets the bottle and rubs it, the genie's coming out and saying, "What would you like, Mr. President?" And Trump's going to say, "I want people to go to prison." See, the genie in the bottle, just so you guys are clear, is called Twitter. And every time Trump rubs it, the genie comes out and says, "Your wish is my command, Mr. President." And Donald Trump says, "There's no collusion on me. You better go look at the Democrats." And the Democrats are scared to death because that is the only direction now that this points. They can't let the world know the truth about them now. So they play their games. They must play the games. In case you're wondering, Kevin, why in the heck are they... I mean, surely they know that we have a clear vision of who they are. Why are they trying these 81 indictments or trying to get 81 people to submit data? And why are they going after Roger Stone? And who's not even, you know, he's got no mention in the, beyond what's already happening to him. And all the other things, everything that they did over 2 years, and this is the outcome, so the spin has to be, it's not over. Oh, no, by a long shot. Let me tell you, they hunkered down over the weekend, and they've said, okay, here's the talking points. It's not over. Playing their games. But here's what's interesting. Trump lets them go along their merry way. It worked so far, right? Everybody criticized Trump. Why don't you jump in the middle of this and fire? You know, they wanted him to fire Mueller. That would have given him some fuel for the fire. He didn't. And then what did Mueller come back with? Absolutely nothing.
Well, while we can completely exonerate the president, we find no evidence.
Oh, in other words, you find no evidence. Don't give me your CYA little thing that says,
there's nothing there that we can really point to.
No, there's nothing there that you can really point to. Let me put it a different way, Robert Mueller, and to the people that believe him. Where's the indictments? Where's the impeachment? Where's all the evidence that was supposed to just crater the Trump presidency? It doesn't exist. It never has. It never will. And now we got an appetite. There's blood in the water. I don't know about you, but I'm swimming towards it. Yeah. Trump had a hiccup in the midterms. But trust me, that ends in 2020 when some Republican gets the gavel back from Pelosi. And now the Democrats have indictments looking for defendants because that's their only choice. They have to keep this ruse going as long as they can. This one isn't going to fly. I want you to understand how much of a waste of time the Democrats are going through right now. All their efforts are to torpedo Donald Trump. And you know what Trump's doing? He's working behind the scenes now. He's hunkering down with his team, not to prevent anything they're doing, because he doesn't have to respond. He already knew he was not guilty. He didn't need the Mueller report. That's why Donald Trump does this really crazy thing in D.C. I know you're about to get your mind blown. Here's what Donald Trump does. He just goes to work, and he does what he says he's going to do for the American public. I know. Crazy, right? That freaking Donald Trump is out there stopping the influx of illegals coming into the border. He's working on serious issues of building walls and implementing the type of policy that keeps these people from coming over and living off of us for free. And a list of things. And meanwhile, your 401k is growing. Your job is getting better. You're getting a better salary. You have job mobility. People are jumping off of welfare. Youngsters are buying homes. Almost every economic indicator is coming back. And this treasury is starting to gain more money. And he's working on budget. I mean, what else can the man do? Run for Miss America? And actually bring world peace? Oh, man. So the Democrats are wasting time. Spending energy. You know what their energy is being spent on? The cover-up. The Democrats have spent the better part of 2 years on a massive cover-up. And the end of it was, uh-oh, now we're exposed. I love the irony of that. Now they're exposed. We were covering it up. We were trying to push the blame of something onto Donald Trump. And suddenly, it's now come back on us. It boomeranged. And Donald Trump loves it. Because let me explain something to you, folks. You know this, but there's a lot of bonehead, brain-dead, moronic leftists that listen to the program as well. And here's the thing. When you're smart, you learn to rarely waste your time. If you waste your time, it's because you're giving it to somebody and you're like, okay, I'm going to help this person, you know, just because I feel bad. If when a smart person wastes time, they choose to waste time. The Democrats, who are by you know, definition, brain dead zombies, they waste time for sport. They love it. So all this focus effort is going to get them nothing. It's already gotten them nothing. And you know what these clowns are doing? Rinse and repeat. Then what? Trump wins bigger. What do you think the outcome is as they continue this down this road of destruction, this path to nonsensical, you know, nothing. It's leading to nowhere. What do you think happens? Do you think for 1 second that Donald Trump, let me just put it to you this way. A billionaire has to protect himself in ways that you don't even know. They have people out there looking for information on anything and everything. If you're smart and you have the resources, you don't leave much to chance. I can't describe this well enough for people. They don't leave it to chance. If you think for 1 second that the president of the United States is leaving it, that he doesn't have people, operatives, that are out there going, okay, here's what we've got to do. Trust me when I tell you, Donald Trump, the billionaire, has operatives that know what needs to be done. They know the dirt. Now, I'm not telling you that they're going to go out and use this information on Nadler or Schiff or somebody to do, you know, devious. Now, I'm just telling you, in order to understand the complete picture, you got to know the dirt. You got to know people's motivations. And if you think that Donald Trump is just running through this willy-nilly, don't believe it for a second. And then the other advantage that he has, and he's learned how to use it, is Donald Trump says, I do have the bully pulpit, not just the bully pulpit of the presidency, but he's got the bully pulpit of the media. He now is the biggest media engine. So let me give you some stats. The Washington Post, 1,184 times. New York Times, 1,156 times. CNN, 1,965 times. MSNBC, 4,202 times. Number of stories that were run on the Mueller investigation since September. On average, 13 stories per day, all about an investigation that had no evidence, no basis in truth, and did not showcase any crime by the Trump administration. That's not going away for the Democrats.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit escaperightnow.com. Do it now. It's free. Escaperightnow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. Escaperightnow.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Speaking to reporters after all the charges against him were dropped, the Empire actor said he has been truthful and consistent with everything from day one. former D.C. homicide detective and now Fox News contributor Ted Williams on the charges being dropped.
What I have gleaned from this is that Chicago the police department may have very well gotten out in front of their skis here. The issues were all centered around two Nigerian brothers.
Top Democrats in the House are pushing to see the full report of the investigation into Russian interference into the 2016 presidential election. Counselor to the President Kellyanne Conway says it is time for everyone to just move on.
There's no collusion. This was a hoax and a witch hunt from the beginning. And I have to say, as the campaign manager for the winning part of the campaign, I resent completely folks insinuating that some of us would cheat or steal or lie.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Democrats need to begin their 12-step program. Seriously. I am a Democrat and I am an idiot. Hi, my name is, right? Welcome, everybody. This is Kevin Jackson and I'm not an idiot, and you listening to me are not an idiot. And if you're a brain-dead, moronic leftist and you're listening to me, you have begun the first step of your 12-step program by saying, I, say your name here, admit to being a brain-dead, moronic leftist, and I'm listening to the Kevin Jackson Show in order to learn more about how things really work in the real world. So welcome, you morons. I say that with all due respect because you're listening and you're taking the first step, but you got more steps to go. But you're in the right place, which is good for you. One of my friends sent me something, and I call it essentially a commentary on Democrats. And here's what he said. Blinded by hate, not good for a self-proclaimed super Christian, all you and other Bezos robots see is something sinister about the president and the Republican Party. Talk about a party going off moral rails. The demons of hell have been turned loose on their host by large limbing Democrats. Kill babies anytime and cheer loudly while a heretical governor signs a bill to allow it. Euthanasia for the aged and infirmed. Go to jail for not using a proper pronoun. Destroy the innocence of children. Indoctrinate rather than educate our youth who no longer understand the principles of freedom. Violate nature by denying the role and existence of male and female. Sadly, having given up on Christianity, which gave us the scientific method, the greatest music and art, unparalleled inventiveness, and the Magna Carta, the Dems have become woefully anti-science to the point they can't tell you when a unique human being is formed, what the weather will be like next week, but can predict 50 years from now. End of quote. Very, very profound statements there about what we have given to the world. And here's the interesting thing about what America gives to the world, and I don't care what color of American you are, what we give to the world. We give freely. We don't give it with the idea of, look at what we did for the world. You know, other cultures will be like, well, the Muslims gave us algebra. So what? Good. Congratulations. That's what the world is about, people making contributions to it. But you know what? These chaotic Democrats love when they can just stir things up. And I've only given you a small portion of the things that these people are against based on my buddy's comments. They love this. They love the strife. Here's what Bloomberg commented about, and he said he's not going to run for president. I said the other day I wanted to play this clip, but we ran out of time. This is probably one of the funniest, most profound clips of a guy who is an independent, who leans more left than right, the guy who wanted to limit the size of sodas in New York City. And here's what he had to say about the Democrats and their candidates and his candidacy, potential candidacy for president.
And I've assembled a team already to go. But at some point, you've got to say, look, I would be 79 years old when I took office. People say, well, Ronald Reagan was 80 when he left. Yeah, when he was 80, they carried him out gaga. It's very close. I don't mean to exaggerate it, but that's very close to being true. To start a four-year job, maybe an eight-year job at age 79 may not be the smartest thing to do. But I think if I thought I could win, I would have. I just couldn't see a path where I could get the nomination and to spend the next year and a half, 2 years of my life campaigning. No matter how much I love campaigning, I had three campaigns, won them all. New York City is anything but an easy place to do business and politics. It's every problem in the world is here and you got to address everything. But it's just not going to happen on a national level for somebody like me starting where I am, unless I was willing to change all my views and go on what CNN called an apology tour. Joe Biden went out and apologized for being male, over 50, white. He apologized for the one piece of legislation, which is actually a pretty good anti-crime bill, which if the liberals ever read it, most of the things they like would be in that bill. They should have loved that, but they didn't even bother to read it. You're anti-crime, you must be anti-populist. And so everybody else, Beto, whatever his name is, he's apologized for being born. I don't mean to be unkind. And a lot of people love him and say he's a smart guy. And someday, if he wins, I'd certainly support him.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. That was former mayor of New York, Michael Bloomberg, who was being touted as a person who might run for the presidency on the Democrat side against President Trump. And you know what he's doing? He's pulling a Howard Schultz. You remember him? The billionaire leftist guy from Starbucks who is trying to make reasonable sense to the Democrats. And you know what he figured out? He figured out these people are freaking morons. And he's going, what do you want me to do? Holy cow. He goes, I am no longer a Democrat. Bloomberg, who operated like a Democrat, if you go back and listen to that carefully, by the way, you can do that by going to kjradio.com, but if you go back and listen to it carefully, he talks about them, the left. He, as if, I'm no part of that. Now, these are people that still believe in climate change and a bunch of other nonsense, but they also have some common sense about what they're dealing with in terms of just regular people. And they're going, you know what? These leftists are crazy. They're too far gone. These are two of the biggest supporters of leftism on the planet. Howard Schultz, he was a Hillary Clinton supporter like you wouldn't believe. Bloomberg was a Hillary. Nobody wanted Trump. Tell me anything that you've heard from Howard Schultz or Bloomberg that would tell you, okay, now they hate Trump, but they love the left. They love them. You can't find it. Not anything in the last year. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. Making sense of it all. Bloomberg ridiculed Joe Biden. He ridiculed the left. And you want to know why? And he made a profound comment. He says, I'd have to change all my views. Go on an apology tour. He mocked this. He says Biden apologized for being male, over 50, white, and for an anti-crime bill that was a good bill. Joe Biden had nothing to apologize for. By the way, neither did Hillary Clinton on three strikes you're out or anything in about the Clinton administration. They didn't have anything to apologize for. How many chances do you give heinous criminals, hardened criminals? How many chances should they get to commit crimes? Three strikes you're out. I want you to think about this. Three felonies and you're out. How many felons? I don't know. You know, I'm a proponent of making sure that the justice fits the crime. If you go into a store and you commit a felony, and that felony is you stole, $75. What it used to be $50, but whatever it is, whatever the number is, $500 worth of stuff. I believe if it's your first offense, they can do something light with you to teach you a lesson. If your first crime is rape or your first crime is a murder, it's a little bit different. You get what I'm saying? Why do I need three strikes? Oh, Kevin, now listen, you've murdered two people. Now you understand, if you do one more murder, well, oh, I understand. I get it. Yeah. Now I killed the two people I wanted to kill. I'm done. I mean, yeah, I just killed the two people that I needed to, you know, that it made me mad. And I promised the court that I will no longer kill anybody else or commit any other heinous crimes against humanity. Thank you. Except I might go out and come back into the country. I might declare myself illegal, come in and do some more killing if that's all right with y'all. Oh, man, three strikes. I mean, can you imagine? The people bargaining, well, I always wanted to get with Tammy. So I'll rape Tammy and I'll kill the guy that used to date her. And whew, then I'll come in under the wire. You know, can you imagine these criminals going out there going, you know, figuring out the best way to negotiate their three strikes. The two things they can do, the third thing that says, well, if I got to go, I'm just going to go. I'm going to go out hard, you know. Three strikes. We don't have a justice system that looks at things and says, look, if the pattern of your life is such that you are doing crazy stuff, we're getting you out of the, you're getting out of the system. We're out of the, you know, we're taking you out of the population and putting you in a place where you need to get some learning. If your parents don't do it, guess what? We'll have to do it for you. I get it, folks. It's harsh. And you look at the upbringing of some of these kids that don't know right from wrong. Well, claim they don't. They know right from wrong. I don't care how you were raised. Here's what I can guarantee you. You know that you can't go to gunpoint and take somebody's car and there be no repercussions. You know you can't break into somebody's house and there's no repercussions and steal stuff or rape somebody and there's no repercussions. You know this. You don't need a father for that. Don't try to convince me that, you know, we're in a type of a nation where people don't realize, oh, I didn't realize I couldn't just rape women. What are you talking about? It's ridiculous. Of course they realize it. Bloomberg goes on to say, Beto apologized for being born. He used the term Beto. I like that he kind of mocked it. Beto apologized for being born. People love him. He's a smart. Maybe he's a smart guy. No, he's not a smart guy. Anyway, we got to take a short break.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264, 800-213-9264, 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
You guys remember all the threats to humanity? I mean, outside of Donald Trump, his win, the potential for his presidency, which was supposedly one of the biggest threats to humanity. You remember the threats to humanity? For example, the depletion of the ozone, right? And we're being told that all the... chlorines or whatever, tetrahydrochlorines, I don't know, the CFCs, I think is what they called it, right? They were destroying the ozone, so we got away from all the spray bottles and the mist and all this stuff, because that was going to save the ozone. And then they go, I love how they, the ozone is healing itself because of what they did. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. And we're lemmings. And I was a kid, I grew up. I was like, oh, we're saving the ozone's dying. And there's going to be more sunlight hitting. Oh, the radiation will kill everybody. Okay, wow. So we get rid of Freon and all these other chemicals, and they go, that's what's destroying the ozone. And then, because somebody said it, and we went for it, and I'm telling you right now, there are many people listening to me going, yeah, man, thank God we got rid of all that stuff because we saved the ozone. Let me tell you something. I don't know this for a fact, but here's what I'd be willing to bet you. I'd be willing to bet you that if we had not done any of that stuff, the ozone would still be healing itself. I'd be willing to bet that. See, science is a strange thing. I'm not telling you that innovation didn't come. Maybe Lysol needed to be revamped. But all this stuff about, whatever chemical you're using today, I promise you, at some point, some leftist is going to go, oh, we can't have that spritzer bottle. You must pour things into your hand and then blow it out, you know, into the space. That's the safest way for the ozone. Because it won't be, it'll need healing again. These are all rackets. I'm convinced of it. I was a kid when they were talking about saving the ozone. I just remember going, what? I can't use Freon because I couldn't get my car as cold as I needed it to get. And it bugged me. What was the other, one of these other threats to humanity? Global warming, right? Global warming, global cooling, global climate change. It morphed to the point where they finally just had to go global, insert something here. Global warming, global cooling. The ice caps are melting. The ice caps are getting too thick. Whatever. What was another one? Overpopulation. Remember? Overpopulation. Go back and look certainly in the 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, where it talked about the world cannot sustain more than X billion people, this many billion people, that many billion people. Look, I don't disagree about overpopulation in the sense that there comes a point where you have so many people on the earth that it can't absorb it. You've got a limited amount of resources and you've got a lot of folks here. The people that are looking at this or in saying what level of density can we have are looking at it the right way. But here's what I will tell you. The earth is pretty abundant in things, and we've gotten pretty good at understanding how to grow food and all these other things. Now, if you have, for the sake of discussion, 100 billion people on the earth, and everybody wants to have babies, right? And so 50 billion and 50 billion get together, man and woman, because the LGBT is kind of left out of this. So man and woman get together and they have these babies, whatever percentage. So let's say it ends up being 40 billion because there's 10 billion LGBT. 40 billion, and they get together and have babies. Those 40 billion, well, you know what I'm saying, 80, 40 and 40, get together and have babies. And so now you've got 40 billion more babies. There comes a point where you go, wow, where do we put everybody, right? But here's what I say to you. Earth has a way of taking care of itself. It's going to exterminate many of us if we go that route. It will. It'll say, we can't handle this. And there will be policies that where people, we're way away from it. We're way away from it. I'm just telling you, I don't know when it'll occur, but here's my point. It was a threat to humanity back 40, 50, you know, years ago. And we've absorbed many, many billions more people than they said we were capable of sustaining, and nobody says a word. Do I believe that there's a point that you can get to? Absolutely. I believe there's a point. Do I believe that we could be so bad to the environment, we can overfish it, we can overhunt it, we can have so much air that makes it unbreathable? Absolutely. And let me tell you, everywhere you have that type of overindulgence and you have that type of mentality is led by leftism. You go anywhere conservatives are. Conservatives by nature say, plan for the future. Look out for what you think. We will self-regulate. We will go, hey, listen, there's a lot of population here. Let's look at the number of kids we have. Let me ask you. Do you think the Muslims coming into America give a crap about the number of children that we should have? They love it. They love the welfare. They love all the benefits. They will have as many kids as they want to have because I'm talking about these radicals because they want to take over. Don't believe me. Go look in Minnesota. Go look at what's going on up there. Go look in Detroit, Dearborn, and tell me what you see. Massive population of Muslims. These people walking around with 4, 5, 6 kids and looking for more. Look, we regulate. But the threat to humanity is what these people talk about all the time. That there is a threat. Ooh, the threat. The threat is us, right? No, the threat is leftism. No matter where you look, that's the threat. These are the people that litter. These are the people that will oppress other people. You'd give me the thing that creates a society that is unlivable. I will tell you. I don't even have to look at it. I can tell you it is run by leftists. Somebody that has that leftist mentality. The New World Order. I'm going to follow the order of whoever's in charge of it all. I don't know who it is. And I'm not trying to be conspiracy theorists. But that's who they're following. Those types of doctrines. The individualists, the people that the libertarian mentality, the pragmatic mentality, the conservative mentality says, I got no time for you. You don't mess with me, I don't mess with you. Anyway, I'm going to move on. I want to still talk about this Mueller report. Donald Trump created a very new and improved version of Senator Lindsey Graham. He's not the reach across the aisle appeaser that he used to be in joining with John McCain and a few others like Murkowski and Collins and others. Trump exposed the doo-doo stained hands of the left, and Lindsey Graham's like, I ain't touching them hands. I ain't know where them hands been. No way. He's finally gotten a memo. And in a recent display of his newfound backbone, he responded to a tweet by disgraced former FBI Director James Comey, who said after the release of the Mueller report, a 3-question tweet that was so many questions. And he's got a scene in the background of these big, like redwood trees or big oak tree, whatever, big trees. And it's out in the forest. And he's trying to be all profound. So many questions. And Graham responded, couldn't agree more. See you soon. And I thought to myself, what? Yeah. So, President Trump had commented in a tweet, it's a shame that our country has had to go through this. To be honest, it's a shame that your president has had to go through this. And I love that he put that. He said, your president. Because it was a shot over the bow to the left that I'm your president, whether you like it or not. But he's right. It was an attack on the country, but it was an attack on him individually. And he's saying, shameful act by the Democrats. And by the way, you know, a pretty benign tweet in comparison to what Trump could have said. Total exoneration of Donald Trump. And despite the total exoneration of Donald Trump, leftists point to the idea that Mueller did not draw a conclusion one way or another on whether he, you know, was sought to do anything with this Russia investigation. Now, if you're smart like me, then you know that this is a CYA bureaucratic nonsense response produced in D.C. And what gets me, though, what has me a bit dismayed is that the Attorney General Barr, he says of the Mueller report, evidence on both sides of the question, and he said that while this report does not conclude the president committed a crime, it does not exonerate him. Yeah, so here's Barr, who should be talking about this in a completely different way, but because this did exonerate the president. And now we wait for next steps, which leads me back to Lindsey Graham's tweet. Because James Comey and his cronies are going to they're going to have to answer some questions. If they believe that the most vile attempt to dethrone a president in the Constitutional Republic, in the history of this Constitutional Republic, is going to go unchecked, they are sadly mistaken. Now, Hill reached out to Lindsey Graham, and they said, what's this all about? And he says, well, these FISA surveillance warrants that began with Carter Page, former campaign advisor to President Trump. So Trump's portion of the Russian collusion is ended. Now the Democrats' portion begins. And what's most fun to me to realize is that these guys set a trap that ensnared themselves. And we're going to get answers to how this whole thing began. And let me correct that. We're going to get verification about what we already know about this.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.